Harvey's Party Rental. We have everything you need for birthdays,
monkeys,
wedding,
llamas,
funeral,
maracas,
bris,
bounce house,
graduation,
pinatas,
bar mitzvah,
chainsaws,
quinceanera,
pony rides,
anniversary,
monster trucks,
proposal,
mud pits,
retirement,
clowns,
promotion,
puppet shows,
bat mitzvah,
jugglers,
baby shower,
juggalos,
prom,
lions,
Christmas party,
balloons,
Harvey's, we've got it all.
More monkeys.
Back to We're All Yankovics.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Yeah, and today we're going to be talking about the 1980 movie The Shining.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Here's Johnny.
Exactly.
Yes. Wow.
I made the joke before you could.
Dang it. But I had the impression ready.
Yeah. Sure.
Somewhat.
So, a polka party.
Yep. Once again, another polka party.
Yep. This one was actually recorded on August 5th, 1986. And which is the same day he also actually recorded the title track to Polka Party.
The polka?
The Polka Party.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Just fun stuff to know.
Okay, this song is a lot better than our last song we reviewed. So, hey, I really enjoy this one. Here's Johnny.
It's fun.
Fun song. Growing up, I was an unusual kid. I was probably one of the kids in elementary school, only kids in elementary school, who actually watched The Tonight Show.
Okay.
I guess my parents didn't care about bedtimes or anything, but I actually knew who Johnny Carson was when I was 11 years old because I had been watching The Tonight Show for a few years at that point. I watch it like almost every night. I love Johnny Carson. I thought he was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this song came out like, I know that.
And it's weird because it's obviously Ed McMahon, but I think a lot of people confuse it for like seeming like a love song for Johnny Carson, but it's not. It's a love song to Ed McMahon.
Exactly. And his second fiddle.
Yeah, exactly. So it's interesting that to see that like some people don't catch the character kind of, you know what I mean? Like,
I mean, it is sort of about Johnny Carson, you know, somewhat of a way, but no, it's all about Ed McMahon. It'd be like writing a song about Andy Richter. It's kind of like Conan O'Brien.
Exactly. Yeah. So, here's Conan O'Brien.
He says it. But yeah, it's his own thing. He was famous for Here's Johnny.
Yeah, exactly. Like you said, it's good. It's solid. It's based on Who's Johnny by El DeBarge.
Very good.
And if we want to get into that song
for a
couple of seconds. Okay.
Oh, man.
That was originally written by Peter and Ina Wolf.
All right.
Okay, for the movie.
Peter and the Wolf.
No. For the movie, Short Circuit.
Oh, that's right.
And then they got DeBarge.
El DeBarge.
El DeBarge.
Which is Spanish for the DeBarge.
Whatever that is. The of the barge.
Oh, jeez.
Yes. Or is that French? Is that French?
I don't know. It's just European for the of barge.
Yeah, exactly.
Jeez.
It was his first single from leaving his like family's group, DeBarge, which is something I didn't even know existed.
So he murdered the rest of them, so he was then DeBarge. The only one left.
There can
be only one DeBarge.
There can be only one. And they wrote a couple of things. Like, for instance, Peter Wolf actually wrote the scores for two very classic movies, The Neverending Story 3 and Weekend at Bernie's 2.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Wow.
Peter Wolf also co-wrote or at least arranged several famous songs like We Built This City.
On rock and roll.
And by Starship.
Starship, yeah.
And Everybody Have Fun Tonight.
By Wang Chung. Yes.
Yep.
Wow.
I know.
This guy is awesome.
This guy is interesting.
Oh, man. And of course, you know DeBarge from the greatest movie of all time, The Last Dragon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Heck yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're going to the great 80s again?
Well, yeah.
The great 80s.
I'll plug them again only because I was on it, just to let people know about the greatest movie ever made, The Last Dragon. Barry Gordy's The Last Dragon.
Right, yeah.
Featuring
Barry
El
Gordy.
DeBarge.
Oh. Featuring Barry Gordy.
Yes. There you go.
Produced by Barry Gordy. Peter Wolf also toured with Frank Zappa in the late 70s.
Okay.
Yeah. Just for fun. Good stuff.
Peter Zappa the Wolf.
Yes. When he heard the original, Al said that he actually came over and brought a floppy disk with all the synth info so he could actually actually take the sound effects that were used in the song.
So who brought the synth info? DeBarge?
Peter Wolfe.
Oh, okay.
Peter Wolfe. The guy who...
Okay, it sounded like you said Weird Al brought the synth info.
No.
How did he get the synth info?
No, Weird Al had Peter listen to it or something, and he gave him, like, the actual information that he would need to program the synth.
The synthesizer.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I just... It's another one of those fun times.
Did Weird Al do the synthesizer? This is pre-Ruben days.
Oh, no, I don't know. I don't know if it was... Weird Al specifically, but he brought it over for Weird Al's
he had the sound.
Entourage. I don't know who did.
His entourage.
Yeah, so
or band.
It's another one of those moments where you're just like, oh, it's really cool that the artist is so enjoying the song that they're like, hey, let me help you make it sound more like it should.
There you go. And this is a fantastic song, but I'm sure it was like one of the easiest parodies he's ever had to come up with.
Oh, yeah. I mean, as soon as he came up with it,
the
it
second
was like,
he heard the song, he's like, here's Johnny.
There we go.
It's so obvious, but so well done.
And when we get to lyrics, there are lots of... He does the lyrics very well. Like,
yeah.
In a very... I mean, we talk about it all the time with Weird Al, but, like, it's perfect. Like, he works every piece of knowledge we know about him.
Yes.
The only thing that doesn't say... I don't think that he says Star Search.
He doesn't know.
But other than that, he works more stuff in about Ed McMahon than I actually knew about Ed McMahon.
Right?
Yeah, like Alpo and I didn't realize he did Alpo and Budweiser because those commercials were so early that I wasn't even alive maybe for some of them. I don't know.
But yeah, he was famous for that. And I remember Johnny always joking about, you know, beer and dog food on his, you know, when during their panel discussions, he'd always throw jabs out there.
Really?
So yeah, I mean, it was like a running gag for years, probably far after he stopped doing the commercials. No. Johnny kept like needling him about it.
No wonder he had a commercial with a dog wearing the hat that Johnny Carson wears for his the great.
Yes, I can't think of his name.
Karnak.
Karnak. Yeah. Yes, Karnak.
And so there's one with a dog wearing that same thing.
Probably a little jab back at Johnny.
Works for me.
But this song was like. You listen to it, it's like it's very loving. It's like a labor of love towards Ed McMahon.
Totally.
It's like, man, this guy, he's the best. He's like, and he has like the cushiest job in show business, but he's also a really hardworking guy. You know, you think of all the different things he did. You know, like Practical Jokes and Bloopers. He was on Star Search, Johnny Carson. He did the Miss America pageant for years.
I wonder how much he got paid for Johnny Carson. Like, do you think all of the things Ed McMahon did equaled the pay of Johnny just doing his show like what 3 or 4 nights a week?
Probably made more from the other stuff.
Okay. I mean, that's what I'm saying. But like combined, do you think Johnny, like it would be really funny if Johnny Carson only did his show and still made more money than
Ed McMahon? Johnny made more than I'm sure. I'm sure Johnny Carson made that much more. He had to.
I don't think you understand what I'm saying.
I do. Did Johnny Carson make more from doing the Johnny Carson show than Ed McMahon doing
everything?
Like 5 or 6 different things he did. Yes. Probably about equal. Who knows though?
That's cool.
Ed McMahon Enterprises. He was out there doing a bunch of stuff. He may have, you know, who knows how much of a cut he got on all the other shows.
Oh,
Star Search was pretty big for a few years.
Well, no, that was. Yeah. I mean,
pre-American Idol.
Joey Gladstone was on it one time.
Joey Gladstone?
Yes.
You mean Dave Coulier?
No, Joey Gladstone was actually
on
it.
An episode of
Full House. Yep.
Oh, okay. Like, I thought you just
now we're in my wheelhouse.
I thought you just couldn't think of Dave Coulier's name.
No. I think Dave Coulier was on it too.
Probably. Or something like that. Who knows?
Yeah. Ed McMahon is not necessarily in this song.
I know. I always thought it was him.
Yep.
No, it's an impersonation.
It's John Rorick,
uh-huh.
Who was on a short-run ABC show called Fridays, which aired on Fridays,
uh-huh.
And which was supposed to be like a ripoff of SNL in like the 3rd or 4th season of SNL.
Yep.
Guess who else was on that show?
Michael Richards. I know things.
Yeah, exactly.
John
Rorick,
other people do,
Rorick was also in Naked Gun 2.5 playing George Bush.
Huh.
The older George Bush.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And that was in 1988. So that was after this.
So
he then was in a movie with Weird Al.
Wow.
I know. So many connections.
Dum,
it's
dum,
a lot of fun.
Dum.
I think at that point we're basically done.
That's it?
Well, we get to talk about there was no video for Here's Johnny.
No.
Okay. But there is a video for Who's Johnny.
Oh boy, is
and
there ever.
Have you ever seen that movie? I mean,
the movie,
Short Circuit. Love Short Circuit.
Fantastic movie.
I was actually talking about this earlier. I think I was too young to be interested in Ally Sheedy in that movie, but like looking back at her now,
she was cute.
Being older, you're like, wow, she's really cute because she's like, like she's just my type. Like she's the cute girl who's sexy, but like
innocent and
is
like,
cute, you know, like,
yeah.
So she's in this video
yep.
along with a cutout of Steve Guttenberg.
Yeah.
And
I think they also did that for the Tower of Terror movie. I think it was also a cutout of Guttenberg.
I can see that. There's also a fake arm of Johnny Five. And I don't
understand. No, it's a real arm. It was an actual arm.
But what was it a fake? It wasn't Johnny Five.
Oh,
arm,
no. It was his actual arm. Of it.
Yeah, yeah.
With the string on it.
Oh, my gosh.
We just watched the video. Man.
And this
Do yourself a favor and go back and watch Who's Johnny by El DeBarge. Wow, there's a lot going on in that video.
This was weirder than the Coolio video. You know, like Coolio brought in, what was it?
You mean the punk video you said he
no,
was
no,
on?
No, 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 not that one. The actual Gangster Paradise
video.
Well,
that wasn't a weird video.
No, no, but that's what I'm getting to. Like, he at least had her come in. She just sort of sits in a chair the whole time.
Yes, Ali Sheedy was in the DeBarge video, yes.
Yes, yes. Yes. And Ali Sheedy's here, but they don't, like... A video that is specifically for a song that was specifically written for a movie, and all they can get from the movie is Hallie. They can't even get the robot. The
or
robot.
Fisher Stevens. What was Fisher Stevens doing?
Well, I think El DeBarge was kind of the Fisher Stevens. I seriously think he's trying to be. I know that sounds wrong, but I seriously think that's what the video was.
No, I don't think so at all.
It is. It totally is.
I think what they're doing in the video is they were foreshadowing the upcoming birth of Bruno Mars.
Oh, okay. Like,
they got Bruno Mars sent back from now to appear in a music video as El DeBarge.
As El DeBarge.
So doing an impression of Fisher Stevens. Doing an impression of an Indian guy.
So what you're saying is that Bruno Mars went back in time and killed all of DeBarge?
Yes, because there can be only one. He is a Highlander.
Yes, exactly.
DeBarge.
So it wasn't even an actual DeBarge. It was the Bruno that went back to kill the DeBarge.
El DeBruno. El DeMars.
DeMars, there you go.
Oh, man.
Gosh.
Wow, talk about conspiracy theories.
But this, the video is insane, the original video.
Oh my gosh.
First of all, they've got like the prosecutor sort of like having
to see
the
courthouse. What does this have to do with Short Circuit? Was Ali Sheedy arrested? Oh my God. What does this have to do with Short Circuit?
I don't know.
Is it like in between the two movies? Is it like, was she arrested like after the events of Short Circuit? She's in court and Johnny Five busts her out with El DeBarge and then they continue on to New York? He's in hiding. What the hell is this video?
I don't know, because they can't even get the like logo for the videotape.
Yeah, it just says written Sharpie, Short Circuit.
I'm surprised it's spelled correctly. Like, it's not circuit with like a K or something, because they were like, oh, that's too close. We can't actually reference the movie.
They do have a couple clips from the movie.
Well, they do, and that's
not
they
many.
They actually have clips from the movie, which actually has
the song
Johnny Five.
The song is actually played in the movie.
I know.
That's how he gets his name, Johnny.
It was written in for the movie.
Right?
Yeah. It's nuts.
You'd think the video would have a little bit more to do with the movie, but nope. Let's just set it in a courthouse for some unknown reason. Cut out of Steve Guttenberg in black and white even.
Yeah.
It's not even a color.
It's like a sepia or something. Like, it's not, yeah.
Oh, the video, oh gosh. I wish Weird Al could have somehow made his video, but I think he watched this video and was like, nope. There's nothing I can do that can top that. Wow, it would be a cutout of Vic McMahon behind
No, it's a cutout of Johnny.
Oh, yeah.
Or something.
No, it would be a cutout of Vic McMahon behind it. Someone doing an impersonation of Johnny.
Oh, okay.
And, oh, man. Oh,
it would almost be worth it for like a minute video where he just plays a clip of it. And it's that like one scene with a cutout of Ed McMahon and a guy impersonating Johnny Carson right next to it.
Jeez. Yeah. Oh, it was hysterical. What a video.
Oh, that video was amazing. Like, that video almost makes Weird Al's song less funny, like, or not quite as good. Like, video
almost.
Was so funny that it was just...
But unintentionally so.
Oh, exactly.
I don't think they were trying to be silly, but I don't think they're funny
way
in a way.
Silly.
The way,
silly.
That it was funny is not what they're going for.
Although, Ali Sheedy... exceptionally cute in that video too.
She was. I like her tousled hair.
Yeah, yeah.
80s style.
Her smile, and she's just like,
if you're listening, Allie.
Whoa.
Hey, whoa, I don't know.
Both of us are married, but if you're listening to us.
Just building your confidence, that's all. You looked great.
Go back in time.
No, wait, she still looks lovely now.
No, go back in time and date one of us before we get married.
Yeah, I was 11 at the time.
No.
Not to 86, okay.
Go back now and in time now. So she would be her age now.
Okay.
But older women are nice every once in a while.
You broke my head, Charlie. You broke my head.
It's okay. You need Johnny.
Go back
here
to 1986. Send your 1986 self to pre 2004.
Yes.
Or
what? Sex. No.
We were,
that,
before we were married. No. Break up our impending marriages in the future, so both of us can date you, Ally Sheedy, is what Charlie's saying.
No, I was
that's gonna, what you just said.
Only one of us needs to date her.
Okay, well, that's not what you said.
Oh, anyways.
All right, Allie, you have to choose between both of us in the past, but not their current self, your past self. You need to go back and convince your 1986 self to travel into the future to pre-2004 and pick either Charlie and I to date.
I feel like I've seen this movie somewhere.
You will, coming in 2019.
Boom, doo, doo, doo.
Allie and the Weird Al Yankovic guys.
Weird Allie.
Weird Ally Yankovics.
Oh gosh. Okay.
Wow, this is a fun episode.
Lyrics.
Oh yes, there's lyrics too.
Yes.
What's yours?
Mine is, I just got a letter from him the other day. He said, "You may already be a winner."
What does that mean, Charlie?
That's clearance.
Publisher's Clearwater.
Yeah.
Those are still going on.
Yeah, I know.
With his picture on them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's disturbing.
It is weird. Yeah.
Well, the people who probably enter them probably know who he is.
Yeah.
So it's still like an advertising.
It's like so many, like, what was Publishers Clearinghouse?
It was magazines. Who buys
what
magazines?
Are magazines?
Exactly.
So there's so many things that people don't understand about this. Like,
yeah.
Who's Johnny Carson? Who's Ed McMahon? What was Publishers Clearinghouse?
Wiki forum, somebody was asking, what does on a panel mean?
Yes, on the panel.
Yeah, exactly.
What does, like, on the panel mean?
It means he was part of the people sitting with Johnny Carson.
On the couch, yeah. Basically. The panel was, I guess, the risers and the couch and desk, because they called it the panel. The lineup of guests was the panel.
Well, but there's
basically.
Also something in England called a panel show, and that's the sort of thing that we watch, where, like, Match Game is almost a panel show, except it's also a game show, but, like, it's just when... It's like if you did Who Loved the 80s, or I Love the 80s, but everybody that was the celebrities talking were sitting down at a desk together.
Gotcha.
That would be sort
it's
of
like
a panel
the Talking
show.
Dead.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
There's actually somebody specifically referenced the Talking Dead to explain panel
there
to
you
that
go.
Person on the Weird Al.
I was going
to
go with it.
That
what,
is disturbing.
What Kramer did when he found the old TV set from the Milton Berle show, was it?
Yeah.
No, not Milton Berle. Whatever. He found an old TV set and put it in his living room, and he had his own panel show. Anyways,
exactly.
We've gone off the rails.
Okay, yes,
my favorite lyrics. Here's Johnny, he says, and laughs in his special way. Johnny, he says, is so amazing. Here's Johnny, he says, and that's the way he makes his pay. What a living.
Yeah.
Pretty much like, that's it. That's what he does. He comes out there and says, here's Johnny. Then he sits on the couch and laughs. And that's how he got his money.
Yeah. It's great.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's a job and you can do it right.
Heck yeah. He paved the way for Andy Richter.
Andy Richter is amazing in it, though.
He's the next Ed McMahon.
Conan is not Conan without Andy Richter.
The years he didn't have Andy were...
It was weird.
It was really weird.
Yeah, exactly.
It didn't work as well.
No, it
him
didn't.
And Max didn't have the same camaraderie.
Max.
But yeah, they brought back Andy, got rid of Max.
There you go. But Max is on tour with...
Bruce. Yep. Whenever, yes.
Okay. And there's, like we talked about before, he mentions second fiddle, mentions Clydesdales and beer, and that's Budweiser.
Alpo.
He mentions Alpo, or dog
food. I don't think he says Alpo.
He doesn't.
Yeah.
He said dog food.
Yeah.
But it's a great list. Like he does, he's doing the Weird Al thing, where he's got this list of things to work into a song.
Yeah, he got
and
it
he works
all.
Them all in.
Everything.
Yeah.
Well, except, like you said, he doesn't really no
Star
mention
Search.
Star Search or, you know, the Miss America thing, but whatever.
Yeah.
It's all stuff he's done. And there is a fan-made video we saw, which is, like, really, like, well done. If you search, like, Here's Johnny, it's probably the first thing that popped up on YouTube.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun to watch. A lot of great clips of him and Johnny and all of his little things that he's done. I think it was pretty good.
Yeah.
It's a very
good. I mean, if you're on and you're watching that video, you might as well flip over to Who's Johnny
and
watch that video.
Watch them both.
Yeah.
Yes. That's
like,
what we did. It was
like,
great.
If you enjoy how did this get made?
Yes.
And movies that they watch, this video, perfect
yes.
for that send up.
Indeed.
Yeah. Oh,
so this is a lot of fun. How about ratings?
Ratings.
Oh, fun song. Very loving. Like you said, everything's perfect that needed to be in there is in there. Best song ever? Maybe not. Right in the middle.
Yeah.
I'm going to go 3.
Ooh, I'm going 4.
Okay, wow.
Yeah.
All right.
So you know how to get a hold of us, 302-72-WEIRD. That's 302-72-WEIRD for the weird line. Just call us up and let us know what you thought about this or any of the other songs or any other moments with Weird Al. Okay, so find us on Twitter or Instagram and...
Facebook.
Yeah, join the Facebook group. Yes, we have a lot of fun conversations on there, especially as the tour starts up. It's going to be hopefully a lot more conversation on the Facebook group. The more people that are involved, the more fun it will be.
Yep.
All right. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.